Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown. And I know I said it last week, and to tell you the truth, I probably said it the week before then, but damn it, I'm gonna say it again just in case you forgot. It's good to talk to y'all, family. Now, I come to y'all about a very specific topic this week. I know we've been watching a lot of the news and everything. We're going to cover a lot of that next week because I think it's going to be a lot more developing stories coming in the news and about racial tensions and about, especially about what happened in Wisconsin and all this shit. We're going to just cover that next week. This isn't going to be the worldly view podcast right here. This is going to be story time, right? Because I got to tell y'all about this weekend, man. I got to tell y'all because, man, I don't get the chance to take too many road trips too often. I think recently in my life I've been taking more than I ever have before, but took a road trip this weekend, decided to head down to see an old friend of mine and another old friend of mine up on the military base and everything. Shout out Bree, shout out Will, shout out Tron, shout out Lauren who rode with me, you know what I'm saying. Had a great old time down there. To tell you the truth, I'm very thankful I took that trip because what it turned out to be was a very relaxing and relaxation-driven weekend. You know, it was nothing like I thought it was going to, you know, pan out to be. It was nothing like how I thought it was going to plan to be. Because even going down, you know what I'm saying, the quote-unquote itinerary for the weekend, I thought I was going to have free time like that. I really didn't. And then something happened that kind of zapped all my energy. And I'll tell y'all about that in a minute. But the plan going down there, and I even told Tron this. I said, cool, be on the base for the weekend. It ain't too much craziness and too much partying that's going to go on the base, you know, in my area of expertise. And I said, that's fine. I said, you know what I'm going to turn this weekend into? This weekend is going to be freestyle boot camp. It was so serious, I called Tron up. I said, hey, Tron, I just want to let you know, you riding with me, it starts in the car, okay? And we are serious about this shit because this is the life that we are trying to live. So the freestyle is many opportunities you can get to rap and to perfect your craft in as many ways as you can. Really will be beneficial to not only your life, but your career and the direction you're going as well. So I was going freestyle boot camp. I said, cool, bro. In between the parties that we supposed to go to and the beach and the other party and whatever else we got planned to do while we're down there, I said, yo, we're going to be rapping. He's like, oh, for real? I said, yeah, man. Like, you might not like me. Like, that's how much we're going to rap. But I might, because he said he was bringing his Nintendo Switch. I said, I might take the Switch out your hand and say you can have it back after you give me 16 bars. Yeah, we was getting real, real. And we got in some real good freestyling time on the way down there. I was very pleased with the start that we got off to, right? So, freestyle boot camp was the plan. Tell y'all right now, that plan didn't go according to plan. So, we make the drive. Drive wasn't too bad, right? I say, I don't know how long we spent in that car because like, we stopped and got food and shit. Like, you know, it's, come on now. You know how road trips go. I'd say probably about 5.5 hours, you know, to get down there in the car, you know. So, as soon as we get down there, of course, this is just the type of people that we are. We are the most laughingest, jokingest, trying to put a smile on somebody's face, always messing with each other type people. That's just who we are. Right, so the jokes are already rolling from the time we pull up to the time we pull off. We are rolling, we cracking up, having a great time and everything like that. We had as soon as we pulled up, she let us know, it's like, yeah, we got a couple hours before we got this party to go to the night. So it's like, okay, cool, bad. That works. So, you know, everybody's getting unpacked and, you know, settling in and all that shit like that and chopping it up because we haven't seen each other in, I'd say it's probably been year and some change, because you know she'll come back up to Virginia and everything like that. So it's been like a year and change since we've seen each other. So we chopping it up, like I said, laughing and joking. Finally Will gets off work, Will comes home, we laughing, joking, chopping it up. He telling me military stories. my nigga, I'm cracking the hell up. Because that nigga is a young drill sergeant at heart. And I know for a fact, he got all these other cadets or private or whatever shaking in their boots. But as he's telling me the shit, and he is very high energy too. Not just high energy, but when his voice can get loud, he can get loud, stern, and damn near sounds like a bark. So you're fucked up because the boy is also articulate. So now you are getting articulately barked at. Yeah. And he's intelligent too. Yeah. The boy good. The boy good. I'm cracking the hell up at the stories he's telling me. Because, and he's telling me in the way that he talks and that he talks to them. And I'm cracking the hell up because I know him. I know him. But like I said, I know he got all these other privates shaking in their boots, man. So finally, he comes in, gets a chance to breathe a little bit. We all just start breathing, chilling, you know what I'm saying, talking. I think the first thing we did when we got down there was after we all just took a breather and whatever. I think a little bit of the alcohol was flowing, but it wasn't, like, majorly. I hadn't started drinking yet. First thing I learned how to do when I came down there was play NHL Hockey 20 on PS4. I have never in my life played NHL Hockey on PS4. But I can assure you one thing. Once I got back home, solely because of this weekend, I went out and bought that motherfucker. That shit was so fun. Even if I didn't know how to play in the beginning and was getting my ass whooped, you can fight in hockey. Like, I lost to Will a lot playing hockey games, but I won more fights than he did. And before I left that weekend, he got his ass whooped one time. So he got his ass whooped in two different ways, as far as I'm concerned. I'm happy. I'm good to go. So we start playing NHL. We start gaming a little bit. We start relaxing. Next thing you know, Tron bust out the Switch. Bow! It's Super Smash Brothers time. Super Smash Brothers. Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea. Yeah, man. I love Super Smash Brothers, to tell you the truth. So we start gaming. Then it comes time to, all right, you know, we got to, you know, start getting ready. It's almost time to head out for the party. Cool. Right? Cut the games off. Everybody start getting ready. I decide that since it is time for the party, I think it is time for the fun to begin. I think I'm going to start drinking. And to tell y'all the truth, I'm not really a drinker. You can go back and listen to the Drunk podcast. There's reasons I don't get drunk no more. But I say, you know what? This weekend, I'm not driving. I'm not going nowhere. I'm good. I ain't really responsible like that this week. I'm straight. Wonderful. This is going to work out. So I go to the kitchen. I start looking around to see the bottles that are in my possession. And Bree has a very, very extensive selection of alcohol. Very extensive selection of alcohol. But it was one bottle that had not that much in it. Maybe enough for the bottom of a cup or the bottom of two cups. I can't really remember how many cups. It was one or two. But I saw a bottle of Everclear. Now, we're going to pause real fast. Because all my drinkers out there know about Everclear. And I even told this story to my homeboy the other day. Shout out my homeboy, Clip. I told Clip about the story this weekend. He said, Everclear? He said, yo, who drinks that just because? Like, who goes to the kitchen and just picks out the bottle of Everclear? Like, most people, you know, it ain't nothing else to drink. You know what I'm saying? I don't really fill the bottles here. We ain't really got that many bottles. You know, I don't really. Who just picks Everclear out of the blue just because? I put my hand right on up. Because when I drink, shout out to my drinkers out there. When I drink, what's the goal of drinking? To get drunk. To get fucked up. So, I'm not really a fan of drinking a lot to get fucked up, if that's the goal. That's why I say shout out to my drinkers, because the ones of y'all who can just have cup, shot, beer, and be like, man, I've drank so much tonight, and know your ass gonna be hurting the next morning, more power to you. Because not only are you gonna be hurting the next morning, you're gonna have to pop the seal in about 10 minutes. I ain't really worried about you. You're gonna have to pop the seal. I'm not really a fan of all that. Not really my thing. So, a little Everclear at the bottom of the cup. And I can't just drink Everclear straight. I mean, I can, but it's like drinking gasoline or kerosene. So it's not really my thing to do. I like to mix it. What did I mix with it? I don't really know. I don't really remember. But I can tell you right now, it tasted good. I'm telling you that. So I'm over here sipping on this Everclear cocktail. We about to head out. All right, for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to say it was one cup. But it was Everclear, right? One cup Everclear, and then I really feel like I had more to drink. But you ever had one of those drinking nights where, you know, you drank some, and then you drank some more, and then you drank some more, and it's like, oh man, what the fuck I had to drink? But I know for a fact, boo, I was floating. That Everclear cocktail had me good. I should have just stuck with that Everclear cocktail, y'all. I really should have, but nope, decided not to. So we head on out, Everclear cocktail in hand. We going down the road, headed to the party. Party about 10 minutes away. It's not that far. We cracking up, laughing, having a good old time in the car, telling jokes and shit. Pull up to the party. It looked like the party about to be live. It's cars in the driveway. It's cars on the street. It's like, damn. Oh, it's about to go down. Oh, we came to the party. Oh. Okay, man, that worked. Man, go up in the house. This is a goddamn get-together. This is a kickback. This is a soiree. This is not a party. Now, it's cake on the table. Next to the cake is one bottle of Hennessy. I don't really look around the decorations too much like that. Why? Because this ain't my house. Two, I'm not going to be staying long. I'm not. Three, Everclear cocktail was like, we should build on this feeling, right? So we head straight to the kitchen. That's our main post-up little atmosphere back there, you know what I'm saying? And I finally get a chance to meet the homeowner of the house. And I, you know, start talking to her and everything like that. And, you know, very friendly young woman. And she's like, oh, well, would you like any cake? I'm like, nah, I don't want no cake. I'm okay. Well, would you like some alcohol? I said, alcohol? Oh, well, what do you have? She said, well, we have Hennessy on the table. And then right in front of you, to the right, we have New Amsterdam peach vodka. And right behind you, we have a bottle of Jim Honey. Oh. Okay. Now, my niggas out there right now are jumping for joy because they go, oh, they had Henny? Oh, that's wonderful. Pour me a cup of Henny. I went with the Henny as well, but not because the Henny was my main go-to choice. Right? I drink some Hennessy. But when it comes to drinking, like, dark liquor, I like Douce. I want to try Bumble, Lil Wayne Jump. Like, the brown Ciroc. Like, the Ciroc dark liquor. That's some smooth shit. That shit's good. I like top shelf smooth liquor. Like, I like to drink how a king's supposed to drink. You feel me? Like, I like, that's just me. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll take a cup of Henny. So she poured me the Henny. I mixed the Henny with a little Sprite. I'm sipping on this Henny and Sprite. I'm feeling nice. And the party was really just centered around the couches and the table that they were sitting at, and they were really just chopping it up with themselves. And then comes the idea of a century. Hey guys, we're about to have a Mortal Kombat tournament. Who's in? At a party? I thought it was only going to be a couple people. Nope. This was now the event of the party. We have turned the party into a Mortal Kombat tournament. I was ill prepared. I said, nah, I'm all right. Tron started feeling antsy. He's like, I said, go ahead, Tron, hop on the six. Tron didn't make it out of round one. So they keep playing. They keep playing or whatever. And I really can't tell you about Mortal Kombat because at this point, that Everclear and Henny was really, really... And I think I had a CBD gummy because we had hit a smoke shop earlier that day. So everything was just really, really, really coming into play into my system. And I was starting to slow down and I was feeling nice. I wasn't even worried about Mortal Kombat. That's a lie. The only reason I was worried about Mortal Kombat was because I look over there and who do I see whooping everybody's ass but my homeboy Will. And I mean whooping ass. Like, they wasn't standing a chance against that nigga. That nigga played Kung Lao the whole way through and whooped ass. Like, getting motherfuckers off the sticks. Like, bow. All right, take your trash character and go. It was like that at times. So, I see my man's whooping ass, right? I got my cup, I'm feeling right and everything like that. And this nigga took over the party. Like, Will fucked the party up. Because after he starts whooping ass, he continues and goes through the entire bracket. This nigga won the tournament. It was so bad that he 4-0'd the nigga in the championship round. He 2-0'd him in the first match. And he was like, nah, man, run it back. Cool. Did it again. After that point, you don't really want no more smoke. You don't really want no more of this work. After he whooped the winner's column, he then proceeds to play the losers just to show them how much trash they are. It was a beautiful sight to see in a competitive nature. It really was. Like, I had my nigga hyped up too. I even gave him the post-game interview. He gave a very well post-game interview as well. It seemed he is ready and has been ready for this moment. Shout out to my nigga Will. Fuck that whole party up. They ain't even want to stay. After that Mortal Kombat tournament, shit, they started heading out left and right. They wasn't even, well, we out of here now. That's pretty much the party, man. We're out of here. And that's cool. That's fine. You know, we holler at y'all later. Bad thing was, a lot of them said, hey, well, we'll see you in like 12 hours. Like, we'll see you in like 24 hours. Like, we'll see you tomorrow. Like, we're going to be at y'all party too. Because that was the whole plan. We had a party planned too. It was a party one day, a party the next day. We was the second party. They said, yo, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Tell me why ain't none of these capping ass niggas showed up. That's all I'm saying. If you're not going to show up, just say you're not going to show up. Don't tell me you're going to be there. I don't know you anyways. I don't care if you're coming or not. So, we head out. I get back to the car because I had left my Everclear cocktail in the car. I wasn't taking it in the house with me. We get back to the car. We driving. I'm sipping, laughing, joking, having a great time. I say, I went to bed feeling real, real, real nice after having some introspective conversations. I think we gamed a little more, and then we went to sleep. I say probably around 3 o'clock. I wake up the next morning. Ooh, boy, I felt like death and trash. Oh, this is why I do not drink anymore. I got punched. Like, that was the strongest hit I have ever felt. That was the strongest hangover. Like, that hangover hit the shit out of me, man. Like, that hangover hit like Ray Lewis. Like, it hit like a freight train. Like, it hit you in the morning time. Because I woke up and my head is throbbing. Right. And my stomach is talking to me like, nigga, you fucked up. You know why he told me that? Because I'm trying to get out of bed, trying to collect my life and my thoughts together. And that nigga keeps talking to the back of my throat, pause, going, hey, nigga, I'm trying to say something. Damn, drop my phone and shit. Saying, hey, nigga, I got to say something. I said, say something. What you got? Nah, I ain't got to throw up. Nah, ain't no way. All right, cool. Man, let me tell y'all something. Drinking fucked up my entire plan for this weekend. This is where freestyle boot camp went out the window. Because I damn near pulled a muscle in my esophagus, in my chest, in the back of my throat, pause, trying to release some poison out my stomach. And it wasn't coming out. Oh, man. Nothing. Nothing. But it sat there like it was ready for me. Like it was waiting on a nigga. I said, God damn it. Right. Trying to collect my life together, trying to get my stomach right, trying to get all my shit in order. And they say, hey, Vince, we going to IHOP. IHOP? Who going to IHOP? Not I, said Sam, I am. It cannot be. I will not eat your green eggs and ham. Mm-mm. Who going to IHOP? Come on, Vince. You know, just eat some, and then we can have a good time, and So I get dressed. Because the plan was, when they told me, was IHOP, and then they wanted to hit the beach. I said, bitch, please. We not going to no beach. Come on. I ain't going. I'm all right. I'm cool. I am A-okay. So we go to IHOP. And IHOP wasn't bad. But it has been years since I have sat with a hangover. Like, I sat with that nigga. Like, he was sitting next to me, and it felt like he had his arm on my shoulder. Like, I'm like, hey, what's up, hangover? He was like, yeah, got you, bitch. I'm like, yeah, I know. So I'm sitting there, damn near head on the table, slouched over. It was a couple times where I was like, yeah, hey, y'all, I'll be back. Just order me some water and some chicken strips. I'll be back. And I had to walk outside and really collect myself, y'all. Expel some poison and collect myself. I did. That's where the muscle pulling came into play. Because I wasn't going to make it through IHOP. I don't know whose idea was IHOP, but the smell of food wasn't what I wanted to be around at the time. But we kept pushing, right? So after I go outside, collect my thoughts, get my body in order, I come back inside feeling great. I'm telling jokes. I'm hopping and bopping. I'm doing wonderful things, right? Even the chicken strips came to the table. I ate 2 chicken strips. I was not hungry, and I wanted to save that shit for later, right? So we go back to the crib after IHOP, after I'm now a little bit more alive than I was, you know, the couple hours before. We go back to the house. Everybody just said, now, Vince, you not going to the beach? I said, hell no. Oh, okay, cool. Will, you going to the beach? Will said, I don't give a shit. Cool. Me and Will stay at the house. Bree, Tron, Lauren go to the beach. They had a good time at the beach. Did their little photo shoots and everything. Me and Will sat back. And to tell you the truth, I hadn't had a feeling like this in a while. We had the most competitive, fun-ass game of NHL, and not even game, but games of NHL hockey. I think we played Star Wars. I whooped his ass at 2K. He not really a 2K player. But hockey, oh, he beat the shit out of me. I have no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I am not a hockey player. That was my first time playing hockey on PlayStation. But we had so much fun, and it was so much fun to learn hockey and learn how hockey's played, and the aggression and the violence of the sport that you can just release. Like, you can hit the shit out of people in hockey. Like, it's fun, man. I had a dope-ass time just sitting back chilling. Like, that was our beach in those moments. Like, that was our beach. And we played all the way until they came back from the beach. Like, that's the wild part about it. Because we didn't even realize how long we had just been sitting back, talking shit, playing video games, just chilling. And this is the world that he has built for his relaxation. You know what I'm saying? Being in the military, there's a lot that can be on your mind, a lot that can be on your shoulders. They went to the beach to relax. Like, this is how he relaxes. So to have somebody just as competitive as him in his world of relaxation, you could tell that nigga was truly into the moment too and having fun. And he was teaching me as well. I thank you. I appreciate you. And I can't wait to whoop your ass either at NHL 20 or NHL 21 when it come out. But you going to catch these L's, my nigga. So We play. They come back from the beach. It's like, oh, shit. All right, now they back or whatever. Because now I'm feeling good. Now I'm feeling a little bit better. My stomach ain't, you know, all out of whack because I've been drinking ginger ale all day, too. Right? So then they come in. They finally get settled in or whatever. We take the TV out the room. We put the TV in the living room. Now we out there having, we, you know, Will out here getting some Mortal Kombat practice in, just whooping people's ass. Hey, man, I can't beat you at Mortal Kombat. I don't have my combos down like that, to tell you the truth. But he out here whooping ass in Mortal Kombat. Next thing you know, we get a little more Super Smash Brothers going. We got everybody playing Super Smash, having a great time, right? Ass whoopings all around. Right? Played so long, that I was like, oh, shit. Hey, y'all, if y'all want to go get ready, it's about to be people arriving here, like, in about an hour, maybe. Like, damn. All right, cool. Cut the game off. Everybody start, you know, freshening up, getting everything ready for the party or whatever. People start funneling in. Everybody just goes to the kitchen, sits at the dining room table. You know, got a little hookah going, you know. A couple more people come in. They just drinking beers in the kitchen. They just relaxing, chilling, you know. It's, you know, chopping it up. The livest ones at the party was us. Just like the party before. The livest ones at the party was me, Bree, Will, Tron, Lauren. We bring the party to the party. So we sitting there. We got the music playing now. We hype. We live. We hyping each other up. We got it rocking. Like, this is the environment that we thrive in our own environment. We got the whole party hype. Or at least us, because, you know, everybody else is just over there, you know, quiet and chopping it up and all that. You know, I think the wildest thing they did in the beginning was do a shot. That's about it. You know, I'd say a couple, maybe like an hour or two later, they dipped out. You know, a couple people stayed. And this is when the rest of the wildness started to happen, because then the wonderful idea comes up that, maybe we should play a drinking game. Oh, shit. Man, listen, if you need to go buy some drinking games for your life, I suggest you do not buy Truth, Dare, or Drink unless you are about that life and about that action. That's all I'm saying. Because when I say shit got wild, even shit got wild only because you had wild people playing. Now, a lot of them were tame. Like, even the Truth cards, like, they would just say, fuck it, I'm a drink. I don't want to tell nobody. The Dare cards, oh, no, I don't do the Dare, I'm just drink. It was a lot more drinking than Truth or Dare. And then, let's just call my homeboy Max, right? I met Max while I was up there. Max draws a card. Max has a Dare card. Max's Dare says, take a mouthful of alcohol and fountain it into another player's mouth. Oh yeah, that's some wild shit. That's some wild shit. Most people see that card, and what do? They drink. Next. Nope, I'm not doing it. Not Max. Max goes, God damn, hey, I ain't pussying out. I'm gonna do it. Fuck it. Max looks at his homeboy, Russell. Huh? Russell was like, nah, man, you can't be serious. Like, oh, nah. He's like, come on, Russell. Russell's like, for real? Nah, oh, man. Like, you're not even really. If you look at your homeboy in that situation, your homeboy is more liable to cuss you out than to go along with your plan. Not Russell. Russell's in with the plan. But Russell's in disbelief, just like the rest of us are. Because it's like, oh, you really ain't going to do that shit, man. Come on, Max. Come on, Max, chill. Man, oh, that's a wild card right there. Well, you wouldn't even do that. Oh, man, you know, everybody start going back and forth. What if you got that card? And, you know, you look over at Max, and Max is taking a hit of his beer and more of his beer and more of his beer and puts the bottle down, and now he's sitting there like his mouth is full of beer. Pause. Huh. He looks over at somebody. He's like, we'll go. And his homeboy's laughing like, nah, man, you playing. We all looking at him both like, nah, you playing. He gonna drink that beer that he got. Like, nah, ain't no way. Nah. This is how real it got. This moment that I'm about to tell y'all cannot be proven. Nobody got it on their phone. Nobody got it on Snapchat. Nobody got it in their, you know, their home videos or whatnot. Nope. Not at all. This nigga Max leans over the table and was like, damn, he didn't have enough leverage to spit the beer into his mouth like he wanted to. This is how you know it was real. This nigga perched the chair up on, like, the countertop so he could have some leverage with the chair leaning a little bit forward or whatever. Oh, no, it was leaning forward, leaning backwards. I don't really know, right? But it was perched, right? It was perched in a position where it wasn't going to move. And this nigga gets up and puts one foot on the chair and then puts the next foot on the chair and puts both hands on the table and proceeds to leverage his way in the direction of his homeboy. His homeboy looks at him like, nah, bro, you can't be serious. And then he goes and smacks the bottom of his homeboy's chin. Y'all know that smack I'm talking about. You know, hey, dudes, you ever been with a female and was like, yeah, oh, yeah, you about to take this real fast. Open your mouth. Give me a chin. That smack. That open your mouth smack. And most dudes ain't going to be hold like that. You're like, you're not just going to open my mouth smack me. That's not going to happen. Not Russell. Max smacks Russell's chin. Russell goes, all right, man, come on, man. And opens his mouth. And this nigga baby birded the beer into his mouth. I was like, oh, shit. Everybody else is losing it. The party is now in shambles. Because it's like, yo, no way. There's no. Right? It didn't even last because Russell couldn't believe it either. Right? He was taking it at first. He was like, wait a minute. What? Bruh. And he spits it out because now he's laughing. Everybody cracking up. It was wild. It was the wildest shit I think I've seen in person. And it was like, yo. Like, that fucked that party up. Because it was like, ain't nobody really want to play no more after that. Like, I ain't even played a drinking game. I wasn't about that life. Y'all not going to fuck my stomach up twice. But I'm glad I didn't after seeing that shit. Oh, man. That shit was, I think we might have stayed and chopped it up for like 20 more minutes after that. But then they dipped out. Like, they was like, yeah, we heading out too, man. We'll see y'all, man. Like, that fucked the party up. Then nobody, what direction do you go after that? That's going to be some awkward glances as you walk by your homeboy the next day. That's all I'm saying. So, after they head out, I make the decision that, you know what? I'm tired anyways. And not even put the drinking game up. And they're going to keep the night going or whatever. But I'm tired. Like, I'm not really feeling what's coming up next. Because what's coming up next is Uno. Now, I can play Uno, but I'm not really a Uno player. Like, Uno isn't as interesting to me as it is to other people. Like, I'm not going to fight you over Uno. Like, it's not me. I'm not going to really look at your cards like that, even though I should. Like, you need to get people when they don't say Uno or Uno out or whatever. Like, it's not me. I'm not really a Uno player. And they won't play Uno now. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to just go ahead. And my ass was knocked out on that couch, I'd say, for about an hour, hour and a half. And I mean, like, out cold, man. Like, cold. I woke up when the party was ending just so I can go to bed. And I think we stayed up about an extra 2 hours after that. Just introspective talking, like, me and Tron. And then Bree was in there for a little bit. And Will was drunk as hell in his room sleep. Like, we just chopped it up. And Juwan called. We was all laughing, joking with Juwan on the phone, and had a great time that night. I woke up the next morning very, very chipper to drive back. I was a little tired, but the drive back wasn't too bad, to tell you the truth. Like, I felt great.
I was very thankful I took a weekend like that, even though it didn't go as planned. Like, it was sad leaving because I know for a fact Will and Bree don't get a chance to have the environment that is so natural to them around all the time. Because as we saw from both parties that we went to, the type of people that we are live, we are loud, we like to have a lot of fun. Other people like to have fun too, but they aren't really live and loud. Like, they're not really about that like that. Like, they just like sit back and chill. And you live loud, that's how I relax, that's how I release, that's how I have my fun. Like, to really have that environment around means something when it does come up. So I want to thank Will and Bree right here, right now, for inviting me and letting me stay with y'all for the weekend. Like, I had a dope-ass time, and it meant a lot to me to be able to see y'all be free again and the people that y'all are, and not in the world that you've gone into, but from the world that you came from the person that you naturally are. Like, it was beautiful to see that on both sides, really on both sides. Like, I had an amazing time. It was very relaxing being there. Very relaxing being there. You know, drinking or not, waking up like trash the next day or not. Like, it was amazing to be there. You know, like I said, I learned I wasn't a drinker, and even though it didn't go according to plan, I'm glad the weekend happened, and I'm glad it happened the way it happened. Like, it was dope. It really was dope. But wild shit, I come back to work that fucking Tuesday or whatever, and come to find out, it was a goddamn fight. Like, they was fighting at work while I wasn't there. I was like, oh, the fuck? What do you mean it was a fight? I can't even speak on that much, because I don't really know much about it. I know, you know, the combatants, but I can't even really speak on that like that. From what I've heard, the moral of the story is, hey, you just can't go around fucking with everybody. You don't know what's on everybody's mind. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what's in somebody else's life. So you can't just go around picking and picking and picking at people and not expect shit to happen. You might just get your shit rocked. That is the moral of that story, I believe. But like I said, you know, I'm not really digging for details either. Like, I'm good. Wild shit. Like, but the weekend itself, man, I always appreciate when I get a chance to have relaxing weekends and everything, man. I really do. And for as short as it seemed, I can't wait for, one, us to recreate it and have it be as long as it is, and have it be as long as we want it to be and everything. That's the goal. That's the goal, and that's what we strive for, and that's what we work for. Oh, man, but thank y'all so much for letting me come through and have a dope-ass time. To really understand that we bring the party to the party is a beautiful understanding. Like, that's why I say Hype Man Life Vibe Tribe. That's what we do. That's what we do. Family, I thank y'all so much for listening to me. I thank y'all so much for tuning in. If you have made it this far, I appreciate you more than you know, for one. And I hope that you continue to support me as well. I love you, family. I hope I get a chance to talk to y'all next week, because next week we're going to be live again too. Y'all already know. But until then, peace.